Radical Abortion Bill Fails in Rhode Island. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 18, 2019. A bill that would have expanded unlimited late-term abortion in Rhode Island failed in the state Senate Judiciary Committee this week. SB 152, the Reproductive Health Act, styled after New York's new law that allows abortion at any time during pregnancy, failed to make it out of the state Senate committee by a vote of 5-4, making it unlikely the Ocean State's General Assembly will pass a bill to expand abortion during this legislative session. "I think today's vote puts it to bed for this session," said Bartholomew Bracey, the executive director of the Rhode Island Right to Life Committee, reported Catholic News Service, CNS. Though supporters of Planned Parenthood erupted in anger over the vote and demanded state senators bring the bill to a floor vote before the entire chamber, Bracey said he doubts the success of this campaign. "This bill was a brazen attempt to use fear, uncertainty and doubt to push an extreme abortion agenda," he said. "Enough members of the Senate read the bill, read our legal analysis and understood that and were not bullied by a lying media." Bracey said many in the local media with sympathies toward the abortion rights supporters misrepresented the legislation to minimize its extreme nature. CNS reported. A 7-page analysis on the legislation, written by attorney Paul Benjamin Linton, a lawyer who served as general counsel of Americans United for Life, said the bill would turn Rhode Island into an abortion haven where any unborn child could be killed up until the moment of birth, with the state given no recourse to restrict or regulate abortion facilities. "To a large degree, what happened in New York woke up a lot of the people in Rhode Island," Bracey said. A poll released this month by the pro-life Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, and Rhode Island Right to Life found that 73% of Rhode Island voters, including 63% of Democrats, 77% of independents, and 56% of those who label themselves pro-choice, oppose late-term abortions in general. When told about the bill that would allow abortions up until birth for any reason, 77% of Rhode Island voters, including 69% of Democrats, 79% of independents, 80% of women, and 62% of those who say they are pro-choice, opposed allowing abortions up until birth. Just prior to the state Senate Judiciary Committee's vote, Providence Bishop Thomas J. Tobin took to Twitter to call upon the committee to reject the legislation. "It's undeniable that it goes way beyond Roe v. Wade," he wrote. "The vast majority in RI oppose late-term abortions, the termination of viable children." In her testimony before the Rhode Island Senate Judiciary Committee, attorney Catherine Glenn Foster, president of Americans United for Life, said the proposed legislation expands abortion allowances beyond Roe v. Wade and its progeny, rejects the state's legitimate interest in protecting life, and prohibits common sense protections for women's health. Foster explained the measure did not provide a definition of the word health in allowing abortion to preserve the woman's health. "The U.S. Supreme Court considers health to include all factors, including physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and the woman's age for the purposes of post-viability abortions," she said. "By failing to define or limit health, the act allows for abortion up to the moment of delivery of the child and effectively creates abortion on demand at any point in the pregnancy."